as Dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we'll have a particular kind of enlightenment for you. The kind that reaches beyond the range of any lighthouse. The play by award-winning Gothic novelist Tim Wynne Jones is called The Road Ends at the Sea.
To the Cape Road. No wonder Nan's letter had sounded so desperate. This time, Paul had gone too far. Literally. The road was climbing. Road. It was little more than a rutted track. The trees leaned over, heavy with dead man's beard. The forest was closing in. It was like driving in a dark tunnel. If my bearings were right, there was a lighthouse at the end of the tunnel with Mr. Paul Stone, BAMFA, as its resident keeper. I set my mind on a cup of hot coffee, preferably laced. I rehearsed what I was going to say to Paul, and without really intending it, I found myself thinking about Nan again.
Glad to see you too, Paul.
Hey, sorry, man. Welcome to Purgatory Point.
Such as it is.
I'm so used to being alone, I've forgotten my social graces.
Well, that's why I'm here. Time to reacquaint you with the human race. Can you at least offer a weary traveler a cup of coffee or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I have to go up to the tower. There's a hot plate up there.
Ah.
Why don't you, come on up.
Okay. Is Nan about?
Huh? Oh, no. She's in town getting some groceries.
Well, it'll be good to see her again.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Paul.
Yeah. Sure.
I'll get that coffee on. Instant, okay?
Well, I'm at your mercy. What a view. Look at those mud flats.
The Fundy tide rises 29 feet in a day. Low ebb, those mud flats stretch halfway to Nova Scotia. tide's coming in. By 9 tonight, the waves will be pounding away at the foot of the cliff.
Water's like lead. There's not a breeze out there. Not a ship either. What a job. What a place.
Well, you get used to it. You get to like it.
Mm-hmm. So, where is Nan? I haven't seen anything remotely like a town since I left Moncton.
Well, you probably drove through it. Homesick Cove.
Homesick Cove?
About 3 miles up the highway.
Come on. Cape Malaise, Purgatory Point, and now Homesick Cove? What is it about this part of the world that inspires such gloomy monikers?
It's the Fundy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a long gray finger probing around in your brain. You know what finally touches the one thing that's really unique in a person?
Mm-hmm.
Solitude.
Which, poetically, brings up the purpose of my surprising visitation.
I was going to ask. It's a far cry from the bright lights and the big bucks.
Are you ready for a lecture? I've been rehearsing this since I left Montreal. Paul, we're old friends, and we've been through it all, right? I'm a writer, too. I understand the need to be alone, but, well, enough's enough. Paul, are you listening?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, old friends.
Sit down, for God's sake. You're pacing like a cat. Now, I know we've gone our separate ways. We always did have different ambitions. I've been lucky. I got the big bucks, as you put it, and you've got... Well, you've got your poetry. And this. I've always been a little jealous of you, you know.
Yes, I know.
No, I don't mean that. You're a fine writer. You write from the soul. I write from the pocketbook. Never was one for poetry. I suppose it requires a special kind of solitude. You've been after it as long as I've known you. Summer jobs manning the fire tower. Teaching at that awful college in the sticks when you and Nan got married. Now here. This running away.
Running away? What makes you say that?
Nan. She wrote she's worried about you, about herself. Thinks she's going nuts.
And so you thought you'd come and rescue her.
Oh, give me a break. That's all been over and done with years ago.
I wonder. I know it is for her.
Well?
Well, what?
Hasn't this whole solitude business gone too far? The novel. Remember, you came here to write a novel.
Oh, that. I wrestled with it for a while. It won. We were old friends, weren't we, Scully?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for something else now. Something bigger than writing. Something even lonelier.
Come on.
I didn't expect you to understand.
Sure, I understand. You're chasing after some ineffable Elysian peace and quiet, which quite frankly doesn't exist.
It does exist.
Where? Here?
No. It's beyond all this, but it's real, nonetheless. Complete solitude. The whole thing.
Yeah. Just listen to me. I'm sorry. Here, let me get that coffee.
Well, I'll be. Looks like you got some business. Funny, I didn't see it a minute ago.
Cream, no sugar, right?
I could have sworn there was nothing out there.
Hmm?
Out there, see, just beyond the mud flats.
I'm not expecting...
Oh, Jesus, watch that coffee. What's the matter with you?
I've had some advance warning. She's in awful close. We'll try and contact her.
Is she in danger?
This is LX 305 to unmarked freighter. Come in, please. Over.
No markings on her, not as far as I can see. No flags either. Don't they always fly a flag?
She's not in the channel. I don't understand. This is Purgatory Point to unidentified freighter. Come in. Please identify yourself. Over.
Biggest damn ship I've ever seen. Must be the sunset or something, but she looks awfully bleak. Well, what do you make of her? Did she just drop out of the sky? Well, hey, what are you looking at me like that for? She's not mine. I'm parked out front, remember?
She's just sitting there, waiting for the tide. This is it.
This is... What's got into you? It's just some old tramp freighter. That's what you're here for, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Well, that must be Nan.
Why don't you go down, Scully? I've got some things to attend to. I'll join you later.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Nan, guess who?
Oh, my God. Scully!
Nan, you look great.
What are you doing here?
Well, don't act so surprised. Oh. I'd have been here sooner, but I stopped for gas.
Have you, seen Paul?
Here, let me help you close. Yeah, I saw him. He's pretty distracted, though. Spooked.
Well, it's pretty lonely out here.
Uh-huh.
I'm here, on the counter. Thanks. He always seems to be waiting for something.
Waiting?
Don't ask me for what.
It's the isolation, Nan. And, lack of stimulation?
What? What did you say? Oh, Scully, you'll have to forgive me. I don't know how to talk to anyone anymore.
Well, let me remind you.
It is the isolation, you know. It's like a black hole sucking you in. Sometimes it wraps its arms around you and holds you perfectly still. The quietness, I mean. The air, the forest, the sea. Paul has wanted it for so long, and now I find myself longing for it, too.
Nan, darling.
No, please. What's wrong with me?
I think I know.
If only it were complete.
What?
The solitude.
All that.
I'm all confused. Perhaps if you talked to Paul...
I did talk to him. I don't think he listened much. I don't know if I really wanted him to. I'm not sure what my plans are now. What is this complete solitude nonsense? Solitude is just a state of mind.
Are you sure? I don't really know anymore.
Come here.
Oh... I'm not sure about this. I didn't really expect you to come. Oh, sometimes I need, Scully. I need so much.
Mm-hmm.
I must have felt like that when I wrote you.
You make it sound like it was a weakness.
Well, perhaps it is.
I tried to tell myself I was coming to help an old friend, but now that I see you, I... Nan, let me take you away from here. That's why you wrote Admit.
No. I mean, I don't... I can't explain.
Right. I'll get the rest of the groceries.
Oh, don't be angry.
This place is oppressive. You've let it get to you. Nan, you know you still love me.
Oh,
did you hear me?
Things are different.
Nan, I want you.
I'll make some dinner.
Nan was still in love with me. She wanted coaxing, that was all. There wasn't going to be any competition from Paul. He was obsessed with his black freighter. There was lots of time. I was content to make myself at home. Ah, tenpenny ale. More, Mr. Stone.
That's the laugh.
Well, I almost feel human again.
Well, then, you've come a long way,
oh,
haven't you? Here, let me take your plate.
Mm-hmm. Anything out there, Paul?
What?
You were up at the window before we'd finished the soup. Are you expecting an emissary, perhaps, from that ship?
I didn't expect you to understand.
Oh, what's the matter with you? You think this ship really did drop out of the sky?
I don't want to talk about it.
It arrived with me, didn't it, Paul?
Scully.
Hmm? Is there any whiskey around?
Yes, in the living room, Scully, round by the fireplace.
God, I wish he hadn't shown up. There's so much to do.
What did he mean?
It's just there, Nan. It came out of nowhere. I've tried to reach them. I can't. Don't you see what it is?
No, I don't think I...
An anonymous black ship. Just waiting for the tide. Waiting at the end of Cape Malaise.
Could it be?
It has to be.
It'll be high tide any minute now.
What's this? An intimate little connubial confab. I have rather crashed in on your complete solitude, haven't I? Well, that's precisely what I intended to do, old chums. Cheers. All this quiet isn't really salubrious.
I'm going to the lighthouse.
Oh, come on now, sit still.
I want so little. I want to be alone. You can't seem to understand that, can you?
Well, I'm trying. The booze helps. I'm a city boy, remember? Try explaining one more time. Just one.
There's a fog rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
I have to turn on the foghorn.
Let him go, Scully.
Oh, sure. Whatever you say. Maybe you've had Fundy's finger up your nose too long, huh?
I never realized what a cynic you really were.
I want to be alone. Who does he think he is? Where are you off to?
Listen. There's something out there. Something unknowable.
Ma'am.
Don't touch me.
What's come over you?
Paul's right. You won't understand.
What's to understand?
Oh, look at the moon. How bright and empty it is. It's a place, Scully. Solitude is a place.
Yes, and Paul wants it all to himself, right? So why don't we just leave him
to
it?
No, it's not here. I thought it was, but now I realize that this is just a stage, a rendezvous. The end of the road. Your hand! You broke your glass with your bare hand.
I've had enough of this crap. Do you hear? Nan! Nan, come down here.
Paul?
He's not here.
Look, out there.
That's the freighter.
No, the mirror. I can just make it out in the moonlight.
It's a rowboat coming towards the shore.
It's coming for him, for us.
What? No. No, not for you, Nan. Never for you. Nan, listen to me. Come back here.
I want to be with him.
No.
With Paul.
No, let him go. It's me. You want me.
Oh, let me go. Oh, wait for me. Oh, darling.
You are coming.
Yes, yes, stop.
Damn right I'll stop you.
No.
Not again. You're not taking her away from me again.
Oh, don't move.
You're crazy.
You won't get away from me. God's sake. You won't get away from me.
Are you crazy? Will you get to see that? Oh, no.
CMP, are you all right?
CMP.
Open up.
All right, just keep your shirt on.
That's not...
I know. Is there some problem? Where is Paul Stone?
Problem?
Sergeant, look at that. Excuse me.
It's a broken glass. My glass.
Barnes, better look around. Check the lighthouse.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right away.
Might as well try the lost and found, Corporal.
What's been going on? Who are you?
A friend.
Has there been some kind of fight?
I was their friend.
Was?
There's no one here, sir.
Check the cliff. The shore. The tide's out now. Where are they?
Gone. They got away.
Stone didn't answer a routine radio communication this morning. The fog was pretty bad. He should have been at his post. Do you know where they are?
I have no idea. There was a freighter, a very large black freighter. I came to rescue them, you know, or at least Nan.
Rescue?
From loneliness, from themselves. I was too late.
What are you talking about? We'll find them, you know.
No, you won't. They wouldn't listen. It had gone too far.
They're out here, Sergeant! They're out here! At the foot of the ship!
This ship came out of nowhere. About the same time I did. Paul had been waiting for it. At least he said he'd been waiting.
Barnes, put that gun away.
They're there, at the foot of the cliff. They're dead.
Their heads are...
No.
They're all battered in, sir.
No. They got away.
Naked, sir. Stark naked.
You won't find them. Not really. They left on that ship. Just slipped away in the fog. They finally got away. Completely.
You have just heard The Road Ends at the Sea by Tim Wynn Jones. Featured in tonight's cast were Peter Dvorsky as Paul, Michael Fox as Scully, and Barbara Gordon as Nan. Sean McCann was heard as Sergeant Moss and Alan Fawcett as Corporal Barnes. The recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott, and the production assistant was Peggy Este. The Road Ends at the Sea was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. The executive producer for Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week on Nightfall, we'll be moving you from visual to oral stimulation. And we'll have to ask you to make sure that you're not hearing things.
Oh, God. It's the bell. It's her bell. But I can't go. I can't. I promised Mrs. Brimpton I wouldn't answer. That's her door. That's Emma's door. She's out in the hall. Oh, God. Don't let her come in, please. God, don't let her come in. Oh, no.
Go yourself, damn you! Go yourself, Emma Saxon! It's you she's ringing for, not me!
The Maid's Bell, an Edith Wharton short story, dramatized especially for this series by John Douglas and starring Dixie Seidel and Chappelle Jaffe. Directed in Toronto by William Lane. Radio that knows it's not without some strange reason that people have a ring in their ears. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.